It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Luke chapter 4, verses 28 to 30. We read that Jesus escaped from the enemy's hand. Jesus was just baptized. After the baptism, he received the Spirit of the Lord, and the devil tempted him. He got a victory over the enemy, and now he comes to the temple. And when he came to the temple, someone gave him the scroll, the Bible. Jesus opens the Bible and opened to the Isaiah chapter 61 and read the words 1 and 2. That scripture also is recorded in book of Luke chapter 4 and start from verse 18. When Jesus opened the book and he read it, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastening on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes." When he said these things, many people were amazed, and some people didn't like what he said. When he said, "Spirit of the Lord is upon me," the Spirit of the Lord means Lord is Messiah. When he said, "I am the Lord," or "I am the anointed of God," they didn't like it. They start saying, "Isn't this the son of Mary and Joseph?" Jesus knew that these people do not believe me, that I came from heaven and I am their Messiah and I am their deliverer and I am the one can heal them, save them, deliver them and set them free. They didn't like what Jesus said. And the Word of God says, book of Luke chapter 4 verse 28, "And all day in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But passing through the midst of them, went Jesus away, or he disappeared from their eyes. Look at the situation. He was in the synagogue, preaching and teaching to these people. They didn't like it. Some of them were angry, and they dragged him out of the synagogue. They pulled him and took him to the top of that mountain, and they wanted to push him from the mountain so he can get killed. And Jesus disappeared from their eyes. Hundreds and thousands of people might be there to kill him, but somehow he disappeared from their hands. Jesus was not afraid of dying, but he did not come to die as an accidental death. The day Adam committed sin, God promised the deliverer, savior for mankind. When Jesus Christ was born into this world to save the mankind and give the mankind eternal life, devil tried to kill him many times. When he was born, devil tried to kill him. When he was traveling in a boat or any other places, devil tried to kill him. Devil was after Jesus Christ to kill him. Even the Gethsemane, Jesus started bleeding sweat. Jesus was sweating the blood, and devil wanted to kill him in the Gethsemane. Jesus prayed that God should save him from the death, not the death of the cross, but accidental death on the Gethsemane. And book of Hebrews, we read that God saved him when he prayed. Here we see, devil wanted to kill him, pushing him from that mountain, and this was not a one-to-one person. These were hundreds of people, the multitudes of mobs, but Jesus disappeared from their hand. Jesus came to die on the cross of Calvary. Why cross? Because it says whoever hangs on the cross is cursed. Man was cursed when man committed sin. Jesus Christ came to take the curse upon himself. Sickness, disease, poverty, death is a curse. So Jesus Christ went on the cross. And the word of God says, with his stripes we are healed. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 says, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So that's why Jesus didn't want to die when they push him. So he disappeared from their eyes. Someone would say, this is not a miracle. It can happen to anybody. Oh no. If you have only two people enemy and you are one, they will not allow you to disappear from their eyes. These are hundreds of people. Do you remember the story? Angel came to Lot, and the enemies came to destroy the angels and destroy the Lot. What the angels did? Angel blinded the whole village. Rescue Lot and his family. So from that it is possible, maybe these people were blinded for a second and he disappeared. If you read further, he goes to another synagogue and start preaching with the power and authority, and he even rebuked the demonic forces coming against one man. He was possessed by evil spirit and he healed that man. What I'm trying to say? Jesus Christ came from heaven to die for you and for me. So you and me can get saved, healed, delivered, and set free. So Jesus wants to heal you, save you, deliver you, and set you free. Jesus Christ said, "Ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free." Would you like to be free from your sickness, disease, pain, even the death penalty? Jesus Christ is here to save you. Why don't you call upon Jesus? Say, "Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, give me grace to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen." If you prayed this prayer, your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, you are a child of God. And if you ask God now, anything you want according to His will, He will do it. Pray with me. Agree with me. You don't have to repeat the prayer. You just agree with me and I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Please touch your people. Heal your people and let them know Jesus Christ came to die for our sickness, our disease, our pain, and our death. And with His stripes we are healed. Let each and everyone be healed, delivered, and set free. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. If you believed that God heard our prayer, that miracle-working Jesus is touching you and healing you, feel the presence of God and claim the victory over your problems. Go for checkup. Go to church. Testify and glorify what God has done. And let the whole world know our Jesus Christ is a miracle working God. Wherever you are, He is there to help you. There is nothing impossible with God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.